So we're on Daf Zayin on Beis, Chesed and Aleph, and we'll try to touch a little bit on Tess by the Mishnah. So what did it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Minan imili the Arhaner. Zayin on Beis. Yeah. No, the Arhaner, the body. Yeah. Gemara says, Arhaner, Minan imili. Over here. Mm-hmm. So how do we know it? So we'll get soon in a minute exactly what the Shaila of the Gemara is. Remember, Rav Chisda, Lamad Metziah from Metziah. We learn Metziah from Metziah, then Metziah from Chippus, and Chippus from Chippus, Chippus from Neris, and Neris from there. And it's Xerish Shavu, basically. And the Gemara goes through what exactly the limud is. The first two psukim is from the Torah, and the next two psukim is from Tanakh. So that's what the Gemara goes on. And then the next Gemara, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Lel Yadal Boit Kenes Achametz La Arhaner, Afa Pisha Ein Raya Ladavar. The Gemara says, not really a Raya, Zeicha Ladavar, Shnemer Shem Yisiyam Sor Lei Motzav Vateichem. And it goes through the same drasha. The only difference between the first and the second Gemara is that Rav Chisda said it seemed like a real drasha. Rav Chisda didn't say it was a Zeicher. In the next Gemara, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a Zeicher. We'll get to that in a minute. Then you have a third Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Boit Gen Loi Lo Rachama, Veloi Lo Alabono, Veloi Lo Or Avuka. Seems to be saying something else. Here we're trying to say what you can't do with. Seems that with Nair, maybe we know about it already. That's not the main point here. The point is what you cannot use. You can't use Or Alabono, you can't use Or Rachama. And it goes through Mamish, the same Joshua, everything the same. Goes through to the end, and Mamish brings all these psukim exactly like the first two Gemaras. And then the Gemara goes on further and explains why, even though Arabuka is something that's very good, it's a hidden mitzvah, but here it's not different reasons that Marayim give on Chesem and Aleph why it would be better to use a candle. Either the light goes in front of you, you're not going to be scared. Different time that the Gemara gives. So just the beginning, the Tzlach has a very simple shayla. The Gemara is asking the Arhaner, Minohan Emili. How do you know? So what's the shayla? Face value. How do you know that you need a ner? I mean, you're doing bidika by night. You know, early yudal, but it's going to say chametz. So what? What do you want to do? Without a candle? That's a tzachas the shayla. So he said, okay, you know what? Maybe we could say a terah. It's really, he said,
say for character. He understands. Maybe the bidika should be in the day and be by the chametz.
By a nega, you're bidaka not supposed to use a nega. By a nega, you're supposed to use whatever natural light you have.
But you don't do it at night, though. You don't do it at night.
Fine.
But since we know Bidikas Chametz is by night, that's how the stock is starting. We know it's by night. So how could you ask how do you know they need an air?
Electricity.
How do you know you need an air? Well, we should be Mishmar to feel around. Okay. So that's really the second Teretz Tzlach. That's what I was going to say first. He says maybe it's referring, it really means to say, how do you know not Laura Lavona, not Laura Avuka, how do you know Bidafka Nair and not something else, like a torch or Laura Lavona? That's what he says. But the truth of the matter is, L'chorei Tzishtikl Tzarech, not mashma like that from the Gemara at all. Gemara don't say a word about it. And only later on we come up and say some sort of twist. How do you know from these Pesukim it's Nair we understand, but something else not? It's not mashma like that in the first Gemara. So Tzlach says, which is really, he says, really, which really is a thicker teretz and a very geshmak, a glatt teretz. But Tzlach says that really we're coming off of Gemara Davdala Menala. If you look at the Gemara Davdala Menala, the Gemara doesn't understand, trying to figure out, first of all, what does Orta mean? The whole two blocks trying to figure out what does it mean, Orta? And the Gemara says, Orta means, Taka means night. Alright, the Gemara says, if everybody's Taka Moida, if you look at Dalet Amid Aleph after the two dots, Vahashta the Kaim alone, the Kuli Alma are Orta who? So Michti, everybody agrees it's night. So, Bein the Rabbi Huda, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Chometz ain't the Asa, Mishay Shay Sulamai. Chometz is only Asa in the day from 6 hours and onward. Nibdak Bishis, why don't I check from that point? So, Teretz, you want to tell me, is reason by Kedimah the Mitzvahs. Okay, so then I'll check in the morning. Avram Avinu Yashkum Avram Babayke, I don't need to go more than the morning. Why do I need to go the night before? So the Gemara says, Amar Ab Nachman Bayitzchak, B'shoah Shebnei Odom Mitzuyim B'Bateyem. Seemingly two reasons, because people are at home then. V'ar Haner Yafal B'Dika. The Gemara says that Ar Haner is good for B'Dika. So, if Ar Haner is good for B'Dika, we're going to see that L'chari, that means it has to be at night. Well, I'll show the Mishnah Berurah very geshmak of the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. But if that's the case, the Gemara is saying, Ki Gufa Minola. In other words, he said, Ar Haner is Yafal B'Dika. So, how do you know they need an air? And the truth of the Rashi, Rashi really says that. I don't know, Tzlach doesn't bring. If you look at Rashi and Dalet Amid Aleph, Rashi says, V'or haner yofel b'diko b'layla. It's very good for b'dika at night. Al b'yoy machshech, in the day it's not good, if anything makes it darker. V'im toymar yivdok l'or hayon. So you can ask me, maybe I should check during the day. Here we're assuming you're checking at night. Why check during the day? No. So Rashi really says this text. We learn later on from Kippah's Mitzvah B'ner.
It starts from that.
Right.
It starts from Mitzvah B'ner.
It starts from the exact.
And Leila has to be at
yes,
night.
I'm going to explain it a drop better in a minute. Now, stops there. Just one more point. He says, one second, I don't understand something. Look, on Dalet Amud Aleph, that Gemara we're just looking at, the Gemara really says two timing. One thing is Arhaner, but the Chayra, there's an independent reason, the Slav says. It says over here that the Bishosh Bnei Yod Mitzvim Lov Tehim, when is everyone home at night? So, if that's so, that has nothing to do with Arhaner, and why are we asking Mino Hanimili? The whole understanding of what's going on, that these two Gemaras are connected, how do you know are, in other words, how do you know it has to be at night? We gave a reason, it has to be at night because people are home then. A chum are going to be the second to do the mitzvah when people are home. So Stamazai has to be at night. So he said, no, it's not true. He has a richus more in the Avdalah, but here he says it too in the Avzayin on the base. It's lach, yeah. He says that really he proves that the Gemara's kavana really is that both timing are really one time. He says it really means like this. This is how you read the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, b'shosh bnei adam mitzuyim bibateihem, at the time that they're home. So if they're home, what? Who cares they're home? He says, the truth of the matter is, people are home also at Hashkomer. Early in the morning, people are also home. It's not the only time people are home. So he says, really what it means is, they're home, and if they're home, they're going to need a ner, a light, for whatever they're doing. They're eating. So they'll have a ner. If they'll have a ner, so we're going to use that ner for B'dikas Tumas. That's how he really ties in the early one. What? Right. It's the ikur is to have the ner. But how are we going to get the ner? We're going to try to tell you to do it at a time which you anyhow have the ner. Because that's what the Tzlach learns. But he says that this is very gishmak, because on Dalet Amud Aleph, Achron and Matzach, they have very shver. The next Gemara says, Amar Abaya, right after a Matman, Hilkoch, since we just said what we just said, Tamachachim shouldn't get involved in learning close to B'dikas Chametz. So you say, alright, so good halacha makes a lot of sense. We have this with every mitzvah. That a person is not allowed to start some of the mitzvah half an hour to be oisik in learning. So say it in the mishmah. What's hilka? Was directly connected to what we just said? He said, no, very gishmak. According to this, it's very good. Because since we're saying you should do it at night when people are home, so they anyhow have an error, that error is going to burn out if he learns too long. He's going to be spending time learning. By the time he's finished doing the Shev Shmaitz, whatever he's doing, the candle's out. Finished. The whole thing. And Takana is bottom.
Since he needs. Since
no. Since the Chachamim were misakin at a time that he'll anyhow have an heir, because at night he's home and he has an heir because he needs to do whatever he needs to do with his heir. So he has that heir, and there's some myth that he'll have his heir and he'll use that heir that he has that he's eating supper with. So therefore, don't start being Isaac and learning. Why? Because that heir will go out. Who said he's going to come to get a new heir? And he's going to light a new heir?
Isn't this the din in all mitzvahs?
Right.
We don't do malacha. We don't eat before Abdullah.
Right. So they discuss. According to this, he's saying that.
You don't say that.
Right. So this is going to be more chamer. This is going to be an independent din. Even if there was no such din, this is going to be true.
Oh, so this.
What?
Usually the Talmud is going to forget or he's going to fall asleep.
Right.
Even doesn't say that. It says.
Come to be Isaac. I'll come to be Isaac in the learning, but that.
No.
What is the motive? Vivat al mitzvah. Wow. Yeah.
Right.
I'll be Maneir for the mitzvah. Right, right, right.
As if it was
he right. I mean, Pashtas, you could have said it meant that. You could have said, he'll come to be Maneir for the mitzvah because he'll get Isaac and. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Tzlach makes that it's all one thing. Now, just to be masber a little better, what's going on over here? So the Tzlach said that the ikur, the tam is ner. The Gemara learned that in Zion and Beis that you need a ner, and if you need a ner, we're going to know it's lila. So I just want to say, chori it's a pash dezach, but you could initially you could have. I had such toot stardom before I learned this shtickle bein. You could be chayik. The chacham were misakin that you need a ner for b'dikas chametz. Two ways you could look at it. Were they misakin that you need a ner? You need a ner for b'dikas chametz. So if you need a ner for b'dikas chametz, so ner is going to work good at night. Or the misakin it should be at night. Because then now you need a ner. What are you going to do? Maisa seems to be mavur from what we're learning. That takana was the other way. Takana was ner because they had a limud from a pasuk. They need a ner, and if you need a ner, so then tak is going to have to be at night. I just want to read Lashon Mishnah Berurah how this works. He says very gishmak what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishmura says, Lar Haner, because you need to be checking in all the furnace stuck in all the cracks. During the day, the shadows. So you need to check in a crack, the shadows during the day. The Kivan Shetzarach Shetiyeh La'ar Haner, since you need Ar Haner, because that's what we learned out of Psukim, Kavua Balayla, the Kaveh at night, Nesha Oz Ayurim Mavik Yosef, because then it's going to be brighter and Mibayim more so than the day. During the day, you're going to need some light because there's cracks you can't see with Ar Hayom. So, Maman of Shech, you need something to shine in those cracks, but the candle's going to work better in those cracks. Say Sazoy. But it comes out that we learned out of Drasha over here that you need a candle. If you need a candle, so L'chayr, you could say, that doesn't necessarily tell me the night, because I need a candle. Why? That's just the remez that we need to do a super extra bedikah b'chayr and mistakin, which a candle technically could work during the day for that also, but it doesn't work as well. So that's how we figured out that you need it to be at night, because it works better at night in the cracks. But it's not that it wouldn't have been shy to use a candle during the day. It's not. So that l'chayr would come out according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it. What? Anyhow, you always do. You're saying, do you use a candle?
Right, I'm saying.
So right, right, right. Right. The Chari should.
No. The Lam Foshay doesn't.
Right, right.
You can't see.
Right.
Because you're not doing it at night.
Right.
You can do it without a candle.
Right, but here, right. Now there's going to be shadow, which other he has in the mice.
I think Mr. Gura brings them. I mean, you're showing them, say, if, let's say, forget, if one of these, he didn't make a dig at night.
Right.
And he makes a dig in the day.
Yeah.
You should use the R anyway. If you look at that, right. I think
very good. Okay. Schmack. Okay.
So,
yeah.
according to Rashi, says,
right.
Why should he use the nail in the day?
Right. Right. So, Maisa, I have him on shovel. The way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it doesn't really sound so much like that, Rashi. Because the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying it doesn't work as well during the day. It's not that it makes it darker. It's like sounds like it's better with it's better not to use a candle altogether, according to that Rashi. Right. Yeah. Have that right here. At the point. Okay. So,
but according to what we were saying before, the Ramah holds that if he starts, even beheter, you start a little beheter before this man, he has to be mafsek, right? The Vesayis holds he doesn't have to be mafsek. The Ramah holds has to be mafsek. And so I heard that some kind of the Gemara says the list by list of the idnei.
He shouldn't start.
The
mashma that if he started,
then the mutter the lashon is a little bit difficult under Ramah. Maybe since we said that here it's coming to add to what the din in all mitzvahs. That once his man of the mitzvah comes, you're not allowed to do anything.
And this is in addition to that, right?
This is in addition.
Correct.
So that's why the Ramah holds. Forget the Iker Kiddush over here of the Gemara is that even if he starts the heter, he has to be mafsek. In anything else,
I hear.
It's less of a shock.
Yeah, here, I hear. Okay. I hear. There could be a Pasha, maybe you could explain a little better according to this. The Maisa that Achronim discussed, the Shaila.
Did you see that other Shamushayim who said that the Yoin, the word in there is not as good, not the way Rashi says that it's not as
good?
That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
That it's not as good.
Yeah. The way Mishnah Berurah comes to explain, he says it's not, it doesn't work as well. Right.
We had a Matisse here.
He's not questioning the Matisse.
No, Rashi says, or Beyond Machshah. Rashi must have gone on the Dika.
No, right, so Rashi seems to be saying in the open areas when you can use a candle in open areas, mafsha. That's true, everybody agrees to that.
Right.
But if you say the way the Mishbru is saying, it's more
than that. That's what I'm saying. Right. If you make it deep in the day, you should still use the candle.
Right. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. So, the Maisa that, we might be able to explain a little better that the Maisa, we know that the Shaila, some people have a minute to turn off the lights when they do B'dikas Chametz. I saw the Maisa, the stipler, they bring in Orchas Rabbeinu, Pesach, Pesavav, the stipler was not knowing to do that. The Mishloim Zalman attack also saw that the Mishloim Zalman, he said, you don't have to turn off lights.
It has the status of a minute.
What?
So
let's say like this. So the Maiz also I saw Rav Sternbach also in Agada on Pesach. He has over there Is Aleph. So he says also that Taki, you don't have to turn off the light. So it could be just like we could explain it very nice. They say you know why? Because your lights is not going to make a problem with the day. Whatever the day does, the light is not going to shine. It's not like daylight. So we think of fluorescent maybe is like daylight, but could be that we can explain very nice. Because these two tell them, if you learn the pshat is that they're misakin, it has to be by night. So what if you learn that they're misakin, the attack, it has to be by night. So who cares if the lights are on? It's at night. They said night of Yudal, and maybe you're going to need to use a candle. Who cares? What do we have to give reasons it doesn't shine as bright? But if you learn the way we're saying over here, that the pshat, they weren't misakin at night, they were misakin at ner. What does it mean they were misakin there? The way the Mishnah Berurah explained, Moriadik. Because you have to check in Harim the Stokim, and it's better at night. So then we have to start clarifying, how bright is this light? It's not a takana that they said, do it at night. If they said, do it at night, we'd never have a shayla, turn all the lights you want. It's at night. They made you do it at night. Mainly you're going to need a ner light, so kol shekin is better. But since Takana was a Ner, and from that we figured out that you have to do it in the best possible way, the Hainu, those cracks that you can't see in good during the day with a candle, you need to do it at night, so Mela, we have to give reason. All of these lights are not as bright as the daylight.
Come out. Pull the shades down in the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day.
Just as dark as at night.
Okay, but Lamais, once they made a Takana, that's not going to help. Once they made the takana, it's not going to help. Takana wasn't the idea, you have to do it. Right, and that's not. Theoretically, yes. Right, if you board it up here, yeah. So, no, that. Okay, fine, so let's go on.
We're in a very dark place. We had a Gemara or something before, in the beginning of the Sefer, I forgot what it was, that during the day, the candles don't burn as bright as they do at night.
Shragbati Ramay Mahani. Shragbati Ramay Mahani. That Gemara was
talking about. We had something soft. We had Rashi or Gemara, I can't remember now.
Right, it's a Metzias of a
Nair.
Oxygen or whatever.
Whatever it is, that burns brighter at night. even in a dark place.
Not at night, when it's dark.
No, in caves, they knew it was nighttime when the candle started to burn.
The air is different. The air is different.
That's the Matthias.
Okay, the myself, he passed this of our Gemara. The Gemara says that that this limud over here that we end up learning out, first we learn a pasuk of Shivas Yam Sar Leimotz Vateichem, and then we learn to Binyam Leichapis Begadol Heichu Bakaton Kilo, then after that we jump to pasuk in Tzifania and Mishlei. So Pashup Shad in the Gemara would seem, the Gemara calls it Al-Kopanim and Tanan the Baby Shmol, the Gemara calls it a Zeicher L'Dava. And if you look at Rashi says an Asmachda, it's not a real limud, it's only an Asmachda. And the embassy we have the Gemara in the Avdalah Ramad Beis, where the Gemara says, trying to figure out a certain case, and the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where the Chazaka, that you didn't do Bidikas Chametz in that house. And we're going to believe Noshim in that house to say she did a woman, and we're going to believe them that they did Bidikas Chametz. The Gemara said, why would you? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Kivan, the Bidikas Chametz Midir Avonon Hu, the Midirais of Bitol Al-Sagi, therefore the Chacham believed him. So, Maisa, it's not so clear how to learn. You could be talking over there, there was a Bitol, so once there was a Bitol, Bidikas Chametz Midir Avonon, but the Gemara calls it Bidikas Chametz Midir Avonon. Al-Pi Pashtus, it would seem that Bidikas Chametz Midir Avonon. The Maisa, we all know, sure we've heard and seen the Ran a few times, the Ran at the beginning of the Nesefta is going to explain Shidas Rashi, and he said, Bidikas Chametz, 100% Araisa. Either one, either Bitol, Tashpisu, Bitol works. If you didn't do Bitol, Min HaTorah, person does Bidikas Chametz before Pesach starts, Mekayim everything, and if he finds Chametz, there's no problem, everything is good. That's what the Ran says.
And if the Gemara says, you made Bitol.
What?
This comes to the Rabban, the Midrash is Baal Masagi. If you made Bitol,
no.
Then the Bidikas Chametz is the Rabban.
You don't have to read the Gemara like that.
We're relying on her to tell us that there was a Bidikas.
Right. Why? No, but the Gemara doesn't mean that you did Bitol.
No.
The Bitol works. So you can't tell me the Bidikas there are the Raisa. But I could just do, how can I tell you there's a Chir Minatari to be Boy Bidik? The person could just be the Bible.
I had a choice to do Bitol. I had a choice to do Bitol.
I looked around, but I think there's two shots on how you could learn what the case of the price is. Okay, but you'll see what I'm trying to get at. So Lamaisa, I looked around, so it's not so partial what it's talking about over there. You could learn both ways. So Lamaisa.
Even if you say that there is a Bitol, the case over here isn't necessarily that the Bitol was already done.
Because right now, so far you didn't make Bitol.
Right.
Now, Hashem does not work
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so, what do you want to bring right?
So the Ran says, on the beginning of the Masechta, the Ran says, Bidika is the Raisa. And the Ran points to this Gemara of Zayin Arim Beis, Bidika, we learn it from Sukkim, Bidika's Chametz is the Raisa. So, As soon as the first time I saw this Gemara, so I was bothered. I'm like, okay, the Ran said it's a Reis, the Gemara seems to be calling a Smach, the Rashi says it's not a Smach, the Gemara says it's a Zeichel Adavar. So the Maya says, so I'm not so off, because Rabbi Yashib says, I saw in the Oris that he has, he says, I don't understand the Ran. The Ran points to this Gemara that has Zainer and Beis, and the Ran says, B'dikas Menat Torah, I'll show you from the Gemara. He said, I don't know what the Ran is talking about. The Gemara over here says it's Zeichel Adavar. Rashi calls it an Asmachta. What are we saying that it's the Reisa? So he says, and it's very shver, Stamazai to say. He says, maybe the Ran knows that it's Halach L'Mashem Messina. Maybe we know it from somewhere. But he says, from here, how are you going to say? And the Ran points to this Gemara. And he says, it's also very shver to say a person would do B'dikas Chametz and he wouldn't use a Ner. He's Mevatel Mitzvah the Reisa. It's very shver.
If you look closely to the Ran, is Ika Rai is not from this Gemara, but from Mahajibu.
I know that. I saw that. Well, the Maisa, he seems to, he says, and even though he says, you need to be Ma'ayin into it. He says, you'll say.
The Pashtus is, though, this Zechel the Dabar is really only talking Tanat Vey Rabbi Shmuel.
And Echnami, but you work out the drug.
What bothered me is why Tanat Vey Rabbi Shmuel wakes up all of a sudden in the middle of the Gemara.
What it says, Zechel
the
Dabar.
The Gemara already asked me, no, Hani Mili, and over there, the Gemara makes it a real drasha.
Right.
So what's the difference between the first time the Gemara says it and the second time, and then the third time the Gemara says it?
And the second and third is not shver, because the third one is coming to say that you can't use oil of on our
Kham. Fine. The Maya of the Ran can be bringing the Raya from the first time the Gemara says it, not Tanat Vey Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh, but the problem with that is that Rashi, remember, the Ran's coming in Chita's Rashi, and
that's
Rashi himself.
Rashi's
going in the second time, but Rashi in the first Gemara says, like the Gemara will explain soon what the Pshat what does Rashi say? One second.
No, but Rashi says that earlier.
One second. Zechel Dabar.
So the common parish halomalu. That's what Rashi says. Common parish halomalu.
Right.
No, Rashi's answering why we need the second pasuk.
Right, why we see the second ner.
Right, and that the Gemara asks later. My bohemian.
Right, but I thought I had a cheshbon because of the Marsha and Tosfos. Tosfos explains in the first Gemara. Why did it say Neiros Miner? The Tosfos makes it into a real thing, but just from the fourth pasuk, Tosfos makes the cheshbon we'll never be able to learn. We need the third and the fourth pasuk together, going back and forth. I mean, that could be maybe a better drop.
Oh, Rashi's going on the second kid. Rashi's going on the Christo, that's a Zeichel Adavar.
Right.
So he's saying the Ran is going on the...
Right, so he's saying the Ran could be bringing for the first case.
No, he was trying to bring a Raya for Rashi.
Zeichel Adavar, I said, it was a
Smach. The Rashi right before that. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain why we need that second part.
That's only
what I think he's trying to be Medayik, is that his two drushes are really one and the same. That even the first time the Gemara says that, it really is relying on the second time the Gemara says. So it's not a different drasha. It's not like
right, that's how Rashi
like
learns. That's right.
Happens,
that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That happens to be. Because Tosfos is okay, but I hear what you're saying.
Is that against what?
Yeah. But even the Ran himself entertains a tzar. It's making a smash. But the Chari, the Emes is really azay. The Emes is really like this. That the Pnei Yeshua, both the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach over here, both say that, forget about these Lashonis of Smach and Zeichel Dabar, I'll explain in a second. But Pnei Yeshua himself says, it's not Shaykh to say that Rashi means that it's the Rabbonah. But look what Rashi says, Zeichel Dabar. So Rashi is going to be Rashidun, Vahashtim Farish Kroi, Hecha, V'rayim Amish Leso, Ela Smach the Baalma, why? Dibri Termi, Dibri Kabbalah Ninu. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama, that Gimel and Beis is trying to learn out what's Keren. So how do you know that the Pasuk is referring to Keren? Ki Yigach Shor? How do you know it's talking about Keren? So the Gemara brings a Raya from Nach. So Gemara says, oh, what do you mean, you Dibri Torah? You can't learn from Dibri Torah, Dibri Kabbalah, and Dibri Torah, Eloi Alfinim. So Gemara says, V'chi Melefu? Is it a Limu that we're learning a Din? Gila Milsa Baalma. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's just the Gila Milsa, the Hainu, to tell me pure Shamilas. So you have a word in the Torah, you're not sure what it means. You turn to Tanakh for a dictionary. There's nothing wrong with that. That's Min HaTorah Mamish. That's what I see from that Gemara, is a Klippin Yeshua. It's impossible to understand Rashi in a simple way. Because if you're just trying to figure out what the word of Shiva Siyam Sar Lo Yimotze Pateichem means, Lo Yimotze. So Lo Yimotze means Ayidei, Tashbisu, whatever you're going to do. And we're going to figure out that word also means B'dikas Chametz Ba'ar Aner. So he said, what's the problem? where a gilui milsim from Tanakh that this word also includes b'dikas chametz lahar haner. What's about? Yeah, Pnei Yeshua. Moridik. So Pnei Yeshua says, therefore, there's no way you could say Rashi means it on the whole Zach. Bemis, what's going on over here is something very clear. The Gemara, there's two halakim in the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara says two pesukim from the Torah. First pasuk is Shivisam Salah Yimatz Batechem, and that's Aidei Chipus. That means Zazach that you check, you do b'dikas chametz. Whoever talked about it there.
Right.
The first thing is you do b'dikas chametz, and Rashi is doing that. You look to Rashi, and then after that we're learning out from Tanakh. We're learning out of Gilui Milsim. Hold on, what are we learning? Also a ner, and that will lead us. If it's a ner, it has to be by Lilo. That's going to take us there. But the first thing is really that there's such a thing as b'dika, and that we learn out from the Torah. That's the matzah we found by B'yamin also, and means al yidei chipus. And the second thing after that, we're saying that it's going to be a ner. Okay, but back to the shaila back to Pnei Yeshua. But very good. But I'm allowed to learn from Tanakh, Taich Verde. I'm going to figure out that this chipus means al yidei ner. So what's the problem? So Pnei Yeshua says very gishmak. He doesn't speak it out. So l'chori, this is what he means. When could I say from Tanakh I could figure out, pull out a dictionary to try to figure out what word this means in the Torah? That's when it does. We have no idea what it means. Pasuk says by Yeshar, it says ki yigach sharish. It does negicha. What is negicha? Could be five things, but what is it? Which thing is it? We don't know what it is. We turn to Tanakh to find the pshat what it means. Mashayinkin over here, if you look in the pasuk of Miyamin, what does it say? It says habayker. Well, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Habayker arv anashim shalachu. It was in the morning. The whole story was in the morning. So Ereshtin, the pasuk is talking in the morning. That's the first thing. We're trying to figure out chipus. It's talking in the morning by Miyamin. And Tzveitins, alpi pashtus pashup shat. It makes more sense to be checking makamas during the day. Let's admit it. I mean, after all these svaras that we've seen from the Mishnah Berurah, but after everything said and done, it makes more sense to be checking for b'dikas chametz in the day. Doing b'dikas chametz. So the Meilo, the truth is, there's really a svara that's going connected. So that's why when we bring this raya from Tanakh, it could only be an asmachta, and that's not going to be megala milsa to teach me a din Torah, and therefore Nair is not going to be the raisa. So the only chelak that is yes the raisa is the actual chippus, but the Nair is an asmachta. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says.
I apologize. Why aren't you are using the Navi to explain what chippus means?
Right, but the problem is when I have a svara to say not like that, and I know what I'm speaking about when I open up the chumash already, so then it could only be a zeichel adam. When I open up a pasuk, I'm looking at it. I have no can't make heads and tails. According to the Shmack of Art.
Well,
I don't know what
it's.
I know what it's speaking. Right. Because that would be Melech. That would be totally changed. Yeah. He doesn't speak it out like that, but Shmack of Art. Sorry, that's what he means.
Over there, it's just telling you what.
Right, you don't know what it means. You open up Kiyigach Sharish. What does it mean?
Chifus, you know what it means?
Chifus, definitely. Search. They were checking Biyam and Sack.
The word is like this. If the Navi uses that word, the Navi assuming is getting it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right?
Yeah.
So the Navi...
But it's the same word.
What?
If you didn't know Chifus, you wouldn't know now either. It's the same word in the term anyway.
Right, that's my point. So I don't know. I think this nation is an unbelievable sentence.
No, it's not such a
because if that's no, what the word
gonna,
chippus
but here
means,
it's going to change the Torah.
Exactly,
because the svara means it means the same thing in Navi as it means in Chumash.
No, but that's going to be going against the Torah. That's called Melech.
Is it going against?
Yeah. The Gemara Baba Kama says the Chi Melechu. Are you learning to get a new din? You're trying to change.
No.
Trying to learn a din. No, it's just the Gila Milsa. But this is not a Gila Milsa anymore. Because once I know from the Indian what's going on, who would ever have a Melech? Chippus is not by day. Stamina Svara makes sense to check by day, and the case of Binyamin is talking by day. So that's cool.
It was
very gishmak.
It wasn't the day. Because it
was the day.
Yeah.
The whole thing happened today. The day. Going to August, it's all happening today.
Good. We know what Chippus is, yeah. We know.
It's the method.
Right.
It's the method of Moshe.
Right. Right, and that could only be against what it says in the Torah.
Where is
that?
Is it Milsa? Is it Footman?
Okay, the Tzlach also says from Rashi it would be a Raya that it's the Raisa because Rashi says, Divri Torah mi Divri Kabbalah Minhu. He doesn't, we went out with the Bnei Yeshua said. He said, why would you call Divri Torah mi Divri Kabbalah? What Divri Torah? There's no Divri Torah. There's no B'dika that's Min HaTorah. So he says, Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi doesn't say, you can't even make the Gzeri Shavah, Rashi should say. What Gzeri Shavah? We're not starting from anywhere. So it's Mashma from Rashi for sure. Also that it's Min HaTorah that Tzlach. But Tzlach just says a very interesting thing. I want to try to be Masber quickly what he means. The Tzlach says, he's still bothered. He doesn't know why the Gemara says, on Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, B'dikah is Min HaRabbanan. What do you mean midrabbanan? Lais abemis v'dika is not midrabbanan. V'dika works min ha'tayra. So he says these words. Tzach, I'll tell you why. Because the truth is, the only time I can say I have a chiyuv min ha'tayra to do v'dika is chametz is when I can't do bittul anymore. When it's a time of Isser, so I'm going to say to you, there's a chiv on you, min ha'tayra, to do bidikas chametz. That's the only thing I can say.
What, after this mam?
Yeah. That's the only time I can say min chiv min ha'tayra. So what does it mean? So either Ran is bringing a raya from Zion and what's going on? The Ran is talking before Pesach, before Zman is. So what are we talking about? So Chaim is very poshut. That, yes, we learn over here there's such a thing as bidikas chametz, and there's a chiv of bidikas chametz after the Zman of Isser, because that time you can't do bittul anymore. Erev Pesach, there's no chiv, but we know that it works because the Torah spoke about bedika. When is the bedikas chametz that we'll call shpitz deraisa, the case that the Torah is mechayiv you? I can't do bittul, but if the Torah relied on bittul, so then I could also do it before Pesach. So there, there's no chiv. It's min haTorah. In other words, min haTorah, I know that it works. That's the chiyuv what the Ran has to ask. What was that?
Bedika.
Min haTorah, I know that bedika works. And I'll be able to do it before. The only thing is, if you understand like the Ran like this, it's very shver. Because it could very well be that Bidika is not the best thing. Let's face it. What does the Ran say? Bidika, hold on. Bidika, l'chayr, person does bittul, no matter any mashu of chametz he has, doesn't belong to him. He has a kazayis, chatzizayis, asamanatar, whatever that shmooze. But he takes care of everything. He covers all his bases. He can do Bidika. L'chayr, Bidika is not as good. So, how do you have a raya that minatayra I could do Bidika as chametz before Pesach? Instead of bittul, how could you bring such a raya? Chayr tzapel, correct?
Yeah.
In other words, in svara, what's better? Where are you covering more, bedika or bittul? Bittul, you took care of everything. You don't own anything. So bedika, the Torah says that it works. Very nice. That's maybe when it says manavis, I have no choice. There's nothing else for me to do. But to say that therefore it's mahani kodem pesach min haTorah, it's going to work. Bechtei is to say such a thing. The Torah says, what are you going to say? If you look in the Ran says there's chazaka. Chazaka is the raisa. And we say if he did, he checked, chazaka, took care of everything. Good, so then you learned that from chazaka, you're not learning it from bedika. He's saying, a guy checked, then we're saying that the chazaka, that everything is good, chazaka's badaka. He did everything, he checked, he's a man, she's a human being, then it's chazaka, then it's not the Gemara. So what is he talking about?
What do you mean it's chazaka, learning out from chazaka?
How does the...
It's not a new din.
Right, it's not from Zayin and Mabes, then just the din of chazaka. A guy checked, and we have a chazaka. Checked, Mr. Tommy, you checked good. I mean, what's going on? Manushah. If you're learning from here, how do you have a right to say, I hear what he's saying. There's a chiv in the case on Pesach, that's the case of a chiv. We were going to learn up that it works min haTorah, so therefore I'll do it before. That's nice. There's no chiv there, but mechitesi. How do I know that it's okay? At the time that I could do bittul, who said instead of that I could do bedika? Where do you get that from? So I'm saying, Tarez, you say he says chazaka. I'm not Torah, same chanal chazaka. Okay, so then it's not the Gemara Zayin Mevayz.
Why does it have to be that from that Gemara? That was a raya that Dik helps with the raya, not that that's the whole marker. That's
it. Oh, so what he's saying? He doesn't really mean, okay. Yeah. I just want to say a part of the
He wasn't saying that's a raya. That's not the whole marker that Dik helps with the raya. That's a raya. Since the Gemara brings psukim, it must be that bedika helps min haTorah. But to explain the mechanics, how it works, that is about chazaka.
So what does he need that? Okay. But then we're back to the kasha.
Yeah. But either way, I think the Ran's main raya was something from the.
Yeah, and Chanami. I'm asking that also, but I saw the Yasha doesn't seem to want to understand so much. I know. I saw.
Chanami.
But that goof, when you go further, we'll talk later. When you go further in the Ran, it's very shver to understand. It definitely is very much mashmah. His main raya is not from Dav Zayin and Beis, but it's very shver to know what he's bringing from Bir Lagabi Bidika. So, shmooz. But Lachari
is. Bidika is. The purpose of Bidika is you destroy. Once you find, you destroy. Bidika and Bir go hand in hand. The Bidika is okay. You destroy what you find.
I just want to say one word and we'll end. That Lamaisa Lachori, the Pasha Pshat in the Ran is, even though the Ran says over here that it's, the Ran says from here I see it's Min haTorah, and the Tzlach is saying, oh, why are we calling it the Rabbanon and Abdaladam base? So the Tzlach says, I'll tell you why, because the only case of Chiv is on Pesach. So what does that mean? That means that Shivas Yam Sarlei Motzvoteichem, that's talking on Pesach? Of course not. This Lachori is the Emes. Because this Pasuk is talking about Bir chametz, sreifas chametz, anything. Tashbisu, everything. We're talking about tashbisu, we're talking about everything. Well, we're learning out that in the word of Shivas Yam Sar Lo Yimotzei is included something also, something else, bedika. So mech deis to be mechalik and say that that bedika, oh no, that second, it's all included. Whatever the Torah is talking about, it says there's something else you can put on board also, and that's called bedikas chametz. So I, the slach, said, oh, why are we calling it the rabbanon? Because that you can have other choices to do. All it means to say, well, with the way we're going to call it, why are we calling it the rabbanon? Because no chiv min haTorah at that point. That's all it means to say. We never meant to say that then it was the rabbanon. But so the pshat is very simple. Really, would be megal on the pasuk for such a thing as bedika. However, else the pasuk includes shivasam sarli masvateichem. So you do tashbisu, including lo yimotze is also something else called bedika. So mechadesh to mechalik that one is better than the other. Although in svar you could make this to say such a thing. So Melo, all he's coming to say, it's just a little misleading. The Tzlach is coming to say why we wouldn't call it Dairaiso on Dalaran, call it Darabonon. It's not really Darabonon. There's no Chiv Minatari at that point. That's the Chayra.
Mechanics works Minatari.
Right, it works Minatari. Because why'd you call it Darabonon? Because there's no Chiv. So I'll call it Dairaiso when there's a Chiv. So if you'll find the Gemara that calls it Dairaiso, it would be nice if it called it Dairaiso on Pesach. But if you're calling before Pesach, we wouldn't want to call it Dairaiso before Pesach. That's the Chayra what the Tzlach means.
So is the Dika part of Lo Yimotze or not?
Absolutely, yes.
So Lo Yimotze does mean the Torah is saying do the Dika work.
Yes, that's what it comes out. Should you just say one quick word on the Mishnah Testament Aleph?
Sure.
Just that we could say we touched on Testament Aleph. So the Mishnah
just makes it, the next couple has to end up you.
They have to remember.
Well, depends where the item is up to. We're just going to start a vote. We're not going to say a full vote. Hey, so just okay, fine. So I'll just say quickly a very geshmak of art. The Mishnah says on Tesamid Aleph, Ein choshen shem megira chuldom yibayis lebayis. We don't have such a chash. We mokum lemokum from one place to another place. Why the im kain if will be choshen shesach the im that's right? It sounds like something that it could be, but michatz lechatz miyaleir ein lede b'sav. So if it's something the pashit, you'll have to throw away the whole bedikah because it just doesn't make any sense. That's what it seems. Mishnah seems to say. If you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein choshen shem megira chulda, ein choshen kishe bada." Big words. Rashi says, "When he's doing a bedika, the shas bedika." I'm not going to read the whole Rashi now. And Rashi says, "The shas bedika when I choshes that at that time while he was being boiled because him can't able to have a second, need the whole shtetl, the whole klai, so to be doing bedikas chametz at one shot." The mice, if you look in the Rambam explains the Mishnah a little bit different. The Rambam right over here in a Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Second, the Rambam says that ein choshen shem megira chulda chametz l'makom she'ein machnisim by chametz from a makom that machnisim by chametz from a makom she'ein machnisim by chametz. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is learning the Mishnah not b'shas b'dikas chametz. Rashi learns that the Mishnah is talking about shas b'dikas chametz when he's being boided. At that point, we can't be worried because it's pasha, it's EF, it's impossible. The Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns that we're talking kol yom the whole entire year. So the Mishnah had said on Beis Amid Aleph that Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz, I don't have to check. So Rambam says those places could always be considered Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Why? Because it can't be Chaj. Kol Yom HaSashan is not only Shas Bedika. That's what, how the Rambam learns. So Lamaisa is very interesting because the Magen Mishnah says, you know what? The Pirush of the Rambam, it's Yofa Kivein Chein Iker. Great pshat, the Magen Mishnah said, the Rambam said. So frankly, the Kesem Mishnah, I don't know what you want. Good pshat. What do you mean, it's ikr pshat? There's no nafkamina in halacha. How you learn it? You learn it like Rashi, Shas Bedika. If you learn it like the Rambam, like talking about Shein Machnisim Bo Chametz, when Achosh you brought it to those places, what's the nafkamina? He doesn't know what the Magen Mishnah wants. So I saw a very geshmak, a sefer, someone who, he was nifter, a young person, he was nifter before his father. His father was nifter recently, called Dvar Shmuel. And, his name is Shmuel Baruch Eliezer, a beautiful sefer. So he says he wants to say Mori Dekazach. But if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says Akasha. Tosfos says, what do you need this Mishnah to say? Ein choshen, that we're not choshen, that Chulda was Gira. Tosfos says, I know that from the first Mishnah already. Why? Because that Mishnah said there's such a thing called Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz. So if I were to be choshen that a Chulda went over there, so there's no such place. Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz, a Chulda goes there. So Tosfos says, no, we could have been making that Mishnah. It's a place where Parsha the Chulda can't get to. Animals can't. We could have said that. So Zakta the Marashmo, what's the Parsha Pshat? What Tosfos is saying is that once we have this Mishnah that says we're not Choshish, that means that Mishnah of Beis Amid Aleph says that such a thing as Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz is even when a Chulda could get there. That's what it comes out. That's what it comes out. So Melo Zakz Marshmo, I'll tell you Mari Dekazach. We have a great nafkamina between Rashi versus the Rambam, how you learn the Mishnah. That if you learn the Mishnah like Rashi, so it comes out, Rashi said, Bishas Bidik, we're not going to be Choshish. But Kol Yimay Sashana, I would have to be Choshish. And the Melo, the first Mishnah of Bezim and Alta says, Makam Sheim Achnisim Bay Chomets could only be talking about a place that Chulda can't get to. Yes, that Chulda cannot get that to Maisa. No, but Rashi Maskana is not the way Tosis learns the Maskana. It's actually going to be true. The Maskana, according to Rashi, the Baal Tahol Takana was only Bishas Bidika. So maybe the first mission we have to learn that a chulda can't get there. Masha Enkin, according to Tosis, even a chulda could get there, and that's Takla Maskano, you wouldn't have to be Boydik there, and that's why the Mag Mishnah said the Rambam Chenikah because of the Nafkamina. The Rambam is a bit cooler. That's what the Barashmol says.
So the Rambam Tosis
Kash's
answer, no?
Yeah, either way, Tosis Kash's answer.
I mean, with the Rambam,
just the Maskano, the Maskano according to Rashi, yeah, is going to be the attack of the first Mishnah. Is talking that a chulda can go there.
Cannot.
Means it couldn't and it can't, and it never changes. The Mishnah. Right, but Rashi is talking Mishas Bediko.
It has to be.
Right, oh yeah. And the Chanami. But I'm just saying, so now what comes out? No, but it doesn't matter. But those places you don't have to check. The Mishnah says, you don't check it. You don't have to check it. The Shaila is, if a chulda could get there, do I have to check? Do I have to check if a chulda could get there? So Pashup Shah from this Mishnah, no. But it's not going to come out like that.
First level is their comments liking to be. If comments liking to be, then the chulda becomes.
What does that mean?
If you have a mirror, right? You don't have to push for me.
Right.
So, Rashi learned that the chulda is a mirror. So, the chulda can't disturb my chuzoka, my roi, the place where it comes out. It never went in. Shaking the place where it comes out anyway, now to try to check, the chulda can undo my festus feet.
Rashi seems to
say the Shaykh among this that even if there is a full or the could go into the mock of Jim and this Muslim, it's still going to be time for both.
I understand. Rashi says, since it's E-F-shar, B'shas B'dika, Rashi doesn't... You're claiming that Rashi is saying a Svara, that since it has a Chazoka, we can't be Moitzi for that Svara with a Safa.
He's not saying that.
Right, Rashi's not saying that.
Rashi's only focused on B'dika.
But what do you...
The Bama, Rashi and the Bama's numbers. Then the Chulda can disturb any Chazoka, any assumption.
So why can't Rashi be mefarish the Mishnah like the Rambam? The Mishnah doesn't say talking shas b'dikas chametz. Okay, so is Rashi arguing with the Rambam or not? Good. So what are you saying? Okay. Can.
Right. The chulda is like a type of chulda. It's two separate levels. You have to be just the pressure. That pressure will be higher than the chulda. It's the fact that there's chumas in the whole year.
Right.
So there's a place where there is no chumas.
Are you saying a chiddush? I hear.
I hear
the words. I hear.
Right.
He wants to say a place that you were boydik is better than a place that you never put chametz in the first place. So chiddush.
When we speak of makom shematnisim b'chametz, makom she'en machnisim, it's by human beings. But if a chulda can slap in, why can't it slap in makom she'en machnisim?
No, because saying a chulda is a mir, it's a possibility. It won't break something that I was boydik. But it will break something that was never boydik, but I just said it was never chametz there. But what does that mean? I mean, I never, makom she'ein machnis in boy chametz. How's that better? How's that not as good as something that he was boydik? I hear what you're saying. I mean,
the chulda is a mir.
You have a chiyuv from a place where you increase in chametz.
Right.
Would you fulfill? Did you fulfill your obligation to be boydik? Here, the chulda can disturb. Because I didn't fulfill it. Right?
Yeah.
So I still have that mitzias, right?
Of potentially being mechuyev to do bedikas chametz. I hear the idea. I mean, what's making you say that from Rashi?
That's the one. It's a very vital pashash. I'm going to go here, the chulda is going to be here.
No, the whole year it's not a Vayit Chashash at all.
Time wise, it's a very short time that Rashi is trying to create a Chashash.
Okay, so then say more. So why don't you say more simple? Say very simple. You're right. This is a very strange thing. Such a short time will come, but something that's easier, yes. Instead of saying Chazakas, which is the Pashup Shah, the whole entire year, I never put Chametz on that corner, but I have mice running around. That makes more sense. Then just say simple, which is the truth, the Pashup Shah. Okay, so which thing is making you say that from Rashi? That's what the Rambam will tell you, that the whole day you can't
create a chiyuv.
For example,
letters don't have quotes, you have to check the letters.
Hey, we want to say, I have to think about
it. Here, your favorite thing is not created for the people.
No, but Malcolm Sheheim Achnisen by Chomets.
No, no.
Yeah.
The place that you do have to be
by. Yeah.
That's a place of people.
Right.
So that place cannot be considered clean.
Correct.
By definition.
Right.
Rashi. Obviously, you learned that the food that can only affect such a makom cannot affect a makom that is inherently chesed.
Not a bad idea.
Why does Rashi start with that definition of in bother? If not bother, speak up. It's an idea that was ein machnisin. There's no shash.
I'm just saying that the problem with Rashi.
But in Svara, what's the
yeah, it's very hard to say.
Svara,
now, there's basically the bottom line.
If it's a chash that the chulda can bring chomets, so what's the difference if machlis and machlis?
No, no, because he's saying chulda is really a mute. It's really a mute. So why not ishtal like a chazaka that I was boydek? Can't break that. There's going to be a big nafkamin according to you. Which chayru is not true. Chayru, you're going to say now that if a guy was boydek 7 months before Pesach and he did a bedikah, because we know he passed again, if he plans on going away, coming back, and he did a bedika, according to Rashi, tackles no problem. Why? Because since he did a bedika, no. People don't put chametz there. Nobody puts chametz there. It's Malkum She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz. A beautiful shelf with pictures on it. Nobody put. Right? It's going to be a big chiddush.
Yeah.